Morning. It's March 12th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 30. Here in chapter 30, Jeremiah sees Judah's exile as a picture of the future day of national suffering. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, he talks about in verse 7, when the Jews will go through tribulation. He also saw in the restoration from exile a promise of the regathering of Israel in the latter days. Judah had sinned, so God had to correct them in love, but he would not permit their enemies to take advantage of them. God is faithful to his people even when his people are not faithful to him. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13. He chastens us so that he might heal us. We see that in verse 12 through verse 17. The trials that he sends may be like bitter medicine many times, but they have a way of healing the sinful heart. Scripture says, now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of the righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:11. In times of suffering, live for the joys of afterward. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor? And all faces turn pale. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, and he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have rest and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. But I will correct you in justice, and will not let you go altogether unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable. Because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you and heal your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governors shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will consider it. That's the word of the Lord that we read this morning. I hope it's a blessing to you. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.